Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Worth the wait and worth the conflict. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life, 1 John 2:25. Studies show that all work and no rest make for a poor worker, and the promise of future rest for the Christian makes the struggle of this world easier to bear. Sin and sorrow, death and tears will all be left behind when the child of God goes to be with his heavenly Father. Thomas A. Kempis shares this comforting glimpse of God's perspective on life, a view only visible from the standpoint of eternity. Walk with Thomas A. Kempis, the little-known author of the classic The Imitation of Christ in the 1400s. Do not be worn out by the labors which you have undertaken for my sake, and do not let tribulations ever cast you down. Instead, let my promise strengthen and comfort you under every circumstance. I am well able to reward you above all measure and degree. You shall not toil here long, nor always be oppressed with griefs. A time will come when all labor and trouble will cease. Labor faithfully in my vineyard, I will be thy recompense. Life everlasting is worth all these conflicts, and greater than these. Are not all plentiful laborers to be endured for the sake of life eternal? Lift your face therefore unto heaven. Behold, I and all my saints with me, who in this world had great conflicts, are now comforted, now rejoicing, now secure, now at rest, and shall remain with me everlastingly in the kingdom of my Father. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 27.
Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us, but their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
Two verses speak volumes about the benefits of eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3. Get to know Jesus Christ and you will spend an eternity getting to know God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.